السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ. السلام عليكم.
الله الرحمن الرحيم، كيف الحال؟
الحمد لله يا شيخ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، Our book is Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari رحمه الله. And the chapter we have been studying in the last two to three lessons have been how the early Muslims made dua. What kind of approach should we employ when we make dua? What kinds of expressions should we use when we beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah gave was an example from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar. In that report, it said that Abdullah ibn Umar inni said that inni la'ad'u fi kulli shay'in min amri. That is hadith 628. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma Abu Abdurrahman, he was mentioned to have said that he would make dua في كل شيء من أمري, regarding every of my affairs. Make dua regarding everything you want to do. You should precede it with dua. حتى أن يفسح الله في مشي دابتي. Even regarding that Allah should make your beast of burden, your ride, to move smoothly and quickly, that itself requires dua. Hatta ara min dhalika ma yasurruni. Ibn Umar was reported to have said that I would make dua that Allah grants my beast of burden smooth movement, and I would see the impacts of those dua. I would note the impact of the dua in a manner that will, radiallahu anhu, in a manner that would impress me, it would excite me. Ara min dhalika ma yasurruni. I will see the impact on the animal in a manner that really, really, really excites me. The lesson from that first hadith is that we should be quick to make dua in everything that we do. The second hadith we came to under that chapter heading was the hadith of Abdullah, or the hadith of Umar himself, the father of Abdullah, in 629, when it was reported from him, radiallahu anhu, annahu kana fima yad'u, from the supplications of Umar is, Allahumma tawaffani min al-abrar. O Allah, when you take my life, let me be amongst the righteous. وَلَا تُخَلِّفْنِي فِي الْأَشْرَارِ. O Allah, don't abandon me to the people of unrighteousness. O Allah, don't abandon me to the people of unrighteousness. وَالْحِكْنِي بِالْأَخْيَارِ. When you take my life, join me with the best of your servants. Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar wa la tukhallifni fil ashrar wal hikni bil akhyar. Allahumma tawaffani ma'al abrar wa la tukhallifni fil ashrar wal hikni bil akhyar. The dua of Umar radiyallahu anhu. In 630 we came to the dua of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Abdurrahman, رضي الله عنه. And it's reported that كَانَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يُكْثِرُ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ بِهَؤُلَاءِ الدَّعْوَاتِ. عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنُ عُمَرَ بْنُ مَسْعُودٍ رضي الله عنه ابن أم عبد يكثر أن يدعو بهؤلاء الدعوات is he would make these expressions in his dua. ربنا أصلح بيننا. Oh Allah, rectify that in between us. Rectify our relationships, oh Allah. وهدنا سبيل الإسلام. Oh Allah, guide the path of Al-Islam, this deen we were upon. Don't make us be swayed by shaitan. Guide us upon it. وَنَجِّنَا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Protect us and save us from darknesses into light. وَصْرِفْ عَنَّ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Keep away indecency. Keep away obscenity from us. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Whether such indecencies is plain, it happens in the open. وَمَا بَطَنَ. And whatever indecency that happens in the private, keep those indecencies, keep obscenity, keep them away from us. O Allah. وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا. Bless us, O Allah. بارك لنا. Grant us your blessings, O Allah. The ones we already enjoy, preserve them for us and give us more favors from yourself. في أسماعنا. Regarding our sense of hearing. وابصارنا, our sight. وقلوبنا, O Allah, our hearts. وأزواجنا, our spouses. وذرياتنا, and regarding our offsprings. بارك لنا فيها كلها. O Allah, grant us blessings. Retain your favors on us and grant us more favors. وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Grant us your pardon, O Allah. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. You are the one who absolutely pardons your servant and then you show them your mercy. وجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك. Make us from those who are grateful for your favors. مثنين بها. From those who will be praising you because of the favors. قائلين بها. Those who will not hide the favors and behave as if you have not favored them. They will express it and show appreciation. وَأَتْمِمْهَا عَلَيْنَا. O Allah, don't grant us your favors and then you remove it. Make your favors be sustained upon us. Sustain your favors on us. Retain your favors on us. Make your favors on us. Make them subsist, O Allah. Don't favor us and then you remove the favors from us. This is the dua that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud would always say. Rabbana afslih baynana. Wahdina sabil al-Islam. ونجنا من الظلمات إلى النور واصرف عنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك مثنين بها قائلين بها وأتممها علينا. This is the dua of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. You can see, very brief, but full of everything. Everything is in it, ikhwa. رَبَّنَا أَصْلِحْ بَيْنَنَا وَهْدِنَا سَبِيلَ الْإِسْلَامِ وَنَجِّنَا مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ واصرف عنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن، وبارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقلوبنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. واجعلنا شاكرين لنعمتك، مثنين بها، قائلين بها، وأتممها علينا. This is the dua of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Then Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he also told us about the dua of Anas ibn Malik. He started with the dua of Abdullah ibn Umar. He told us the dua of Umar himself. He told us the dua of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He told us the dua of Anas. In 631, he mentioned the dua of Anas ibn Malik to us, that Anas Allahu alayhi salata qawmin abrar laysu bi zalamatin wala fujar yakumun al-layla wa yasumun al-nahar. This, my brother, O Allah, جعل الله عليه صلاة قوم أبرار ليسوا بظلمة ولا فجار. Allah, make, grant him the dua of some people. You are my brother. Behind me, I make dua for you. And I say that may Allah make you be fortunate. May Allah grant you the opportunity, the favor. What's the favor? The favor that those who are abroad, laysu bi zalamatin wala fujar, those who are not zalimun, they are not wrongdoers, they are not criminals, they should be the one making dua for you. Yasumuna, yakumuna layl wa yasumuna nahar. Those who, during the night, they are observing qiyamul layl, وَيَصُمُونَ النَّهَارِ, and they are fasting during the day. May Allah make that, my brother, be fortunate to be amongst the people these people will be praying for. Because in Qiyam al-Layl, you make dua for yourself, you make dua for people. If you are fortunate that when a brother who is well known, clear, far away from wrongdoing and indecency, he is always in Qiyam al-Layl, and he's always fasting, these are the people who remember to make dua for you. Anas will beg Allah for you to be amongst people like that, that some people will remember you and they'll make dua for you. Who are those people? Radiallahu anhu, Anas told us, those people are abrar, righteous people, pious. Laysu bi zalamatin wala fujar. They are not wrongdoers and they are not criminals. يقومون الليل ويصومون النهار. In the middle of the night, they are observing salawat. And during the daytime, they are fasting. These are the people Allah should put you in their mind that they should be praying for you. This is a big dua from Anas radiallahu anhu for his brothers. And it also means that the rest of us, when we make dua, let us not be selfish in them. Don't forget to make dua for your brother. We have discussed that at length. That is the dua of Anas ibn Malik. Then we came to the dua of Amr ibn Hurais. This time it was a dua he gained from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Amr ibn Hurais, he said, رضي الله عنه, ذهبت بي أمي إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. My mother took me to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمسح على رأسي. The Prophet rubbed my head, عليه الصلاة والسلام. ودعا لي بالرزق. And he begged Allah to grant me risk. صلى الله عليه وسلم. عمرو بن حريث رضي الله عنه, his mother took him to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the way Umm Sulaym took Anas to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Mothers buy goodness for your children. Hey, look, this is my son. Messenger of Allah, pray for my son. Famasaha ala rasi. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The prophet strolled, rolled his hands on my head. Wada'ali bi baraka. Bi rizq. The prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da'ali bi rizq. He begged Allah, Allah give him money. And we read in history how so rich this companion was, Abu Sa'id Amr ibn Hurais. He became stupendously rich, radiallahu, very rich. And the richness was beneficial to his family because his wives enjoyed his riches. Sometimes men become very rich and they become very stingy towards their wives. That is not appropriate. And it's an act of disobedience to Allah. We hear cases where brothers will be very comfortable and they deny favoring their family from the wealth that Allah has given them. That's an act of disobedience to Allah. Because the command by Allah in the Quran is that لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِنْ سَعَةٍ. The one that Allah has enriched should spend for his family from that wealth. If Allah has enriched you, spend for your family. لِيُنْفِقْ. Islam Islamul الْأَمْرِ لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِنْ سَعَةٍ. Let those that Allah has given a lot, he has widened the scope of their wealth. لِيُنْفِقْ ذُو سَعَةٍ مِنْ spend from that profuse, vast wealth that Allah has given them. وَمَنْ كُدِينَ It is those who don't have much that should spend little. If Allah has given you much, spend much for you. Your family. So it was that he was so to marry the daughter of Adi bin Hatim. He said, anything you want, whatever you want me to give your daughter, just tell me. Adi bin Hatim asked for an equivalent of our own 1.8 million. Radiallahu anhuma. Adi bin Hatim. He asked from Amr ibn Hurais 1.8 million. When Amr was giving the woman, he gave her an equivalent of 40 million. Far much more than Adi. And Adi himself was a very rich companion. Radiallahu anhuma. It showed that the risk that Allah gave Amr ibn Hurais from the dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam was beneficial wealth that was useful to relatives and that was useful to family. Al-Bukhari brought us to the dua of Anas, another dua of Anas. They came to visit Faiz, a place near Medina, the outskirts of Medina. That was where Anas ibn Malik built a heavy mansion, the mansion as Zawiya, because and Anas ibn Malik was taken to him. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was leaving in their house, Umm Sulaim was approaching the Prophet, say, hey, my son, Kuwaidimuka, your small servant. And the Prophet made dua for Anas too. Anas became very rich. Anas ibn Malik was stupendously rich because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a lot of dua for him. And he ended it, he said, "Wa adkhilhu al-jannah." Oh Allah, put him inside al-jannah. He prayed for long life. He prayed for lots of children. He prayed for lots of wealth. And then he prayed for al-jannah, for all things. And I said, I have a lot of children, and I have long age. Anas was very old before he passed away, and he was very strong with old age. He said, "I have seen three. I'm waiting for number four. What is the fourth one?" Jannah. Radiallahu anhu. Because of these blessings, people go to Anas. Pray for us too. So that was, you can be wondering, what would have brought people all the way from Basra to Medina? They want to come and ask Anas ibn Malik, "Please pray for us. Make dua for us, O Anas." So the people came all the way from Basra. What were they looking for Anas for? لِتَدْعُوا اللَّهَ لَهُمْ. They want you to pray for us. Anas, pray for us. Because they knew who Anas was, radiallahu anhu, and the blessings that he got from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And they knew his righteousness. He served the Prophet for 10 years, running about the errands for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That one tweet was the mother, just like the case of Amr ibn Hurayth. It was the mother too who took him. "O Messenger of Allah, let this boy be running your errands." Because he knew that that boy would not come out with any other than goodness and successful. He had a lot of wealth. He had a lot of children. He lived so long. And the Prophet also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, begged Allah that Anas should be in Al-Jannah. Anas said, "I'm waiting for that one. I have seen three out of four. May Allah grant us goodness." Anas got goodness. So the people would come to him, "Make dua for us. Make dua for us." Allahumma aghfir lana. Look at his humility. He added himself to the dua. The one that the Prophet had already begged Al-Jannah for. He still added himself to that dua. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna. Oh Allah, forgive us our sins. Warhamna, show mercy on us. Oh Allah, forgive us, show mercy on us. Radiallahu anhu, he was making dua for those people. Wa atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Wa atina fi dunya hasanatan. And grant us in this dunya goodness. Wa fil akhirati hasana. In the hereafter, grant us goodness too. Wa qina adhabannar. Protect us, O Allah, from the punishment of the fire. Fastazaduhu. They began to ask Anas, "Say more dua, say more dua, say more dua." After, when he said, "Allahumma gfir lana warhamna wa atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhabannar," they wanted him to say more. "Allahumma gfir lana hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhabannar." He added another one, and then he said to them, radiyallahu anhu, "In utitum hadha, in utitum hadha, faqad utitum khayra dunya wal akhirah." If you are granted, if we have been granted this one, Allahumma gfir lana warhamna, if we are granted gufran, forgiveness, warhamna and rahmah, mercy, compassion, wa atina fi dunya hasana, and Allah gives us goodness, fortunes in this dunya. Wa fil akhirati hasana. He grants us again in akhirah hasana. Wa qina adhabannar. And then he protects us from the fire of the hereafter. فَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتُمْ خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You have been provided the goodness, all goodness of this dunya and all goodness of akhirah. Look at how concise it was. Look at no jaka jaka yailu, no ya 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 yailu, that those afajala bisu say, no yailu yailu inside. Clear dua, Allahumma gfir lana wa rahamna wa atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasanata wa kina adhaban. Now look at the impact of following the sunnah on Anas. It was Anas who reported to us that kana aktharu du'a in nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. The most of the du'a the prophet would say is what? Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban. Always the prophet said it alayhi salatu wasalam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban. Look at how much impact that one had on Anas. When he was asked to make dua, he was remaining within the confines of the sunnah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban. Ikhwa, there are a lot of lessons in this. The best dua for us are those ones the Prophet did. We are just revising this dua. I hope that by now we would have written them out and we don't to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come back quickly because yesterday we studied the hadith of Anas when a man came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and the Prophet, he was asked by this man that ayyu du'a'i afdalu. This is hadith 637. The man asked the Prophet, which du'a is best? The Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salillah al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah for al-afw. What does al-af mean? That your sins should be pardoned and forgiven, and that your shortcomings should be protected from people. People should not be seeing your faults. Beg Allah for it. That is al-af. As for al-afiyah, that is as-salamatu fi deen, that you should be in safety. Your deen should be in preserved state, pristine. Min al-fitna, far away from trials. Allah should not try you in your religion. It is from the trials in the deen of a man. There is a Muslim. He bears the name of Islam. He goes for Hajj and Umrah. And then he begins to say he's Saleh and Cherubim. It's from fitna in deen. No afia. No alafia. They don't have alafia. Kulalafia. The thoughts lack afia. The individual lacks afia. A Muslim, you go for Hajj, you observe Salah, things like this. And then you still say, oh, you belong to Saleh. Or you actually go to Saleh gatherings. These are from the issues of absence of afia. Ikhwa, ask Allah for afia. About a week or 2 weeks ago or something, recently, a brother was saying besides me in Lagos, that a Christian complained. It was around Eid, the time of Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr was a day of a Sunday, that the Christians were complaining that the churches were empty. Christians complained that the churches were empty on a Sunday because it coincided with the day of Eid al-Fitr. So they said, they were asking, why is the church empty? Because some of the Muslims who come to their church, they are on Eid. They went for Eid. It is because many of the people lack afia. And we don't think about it. All we want is money, money, money. If you have afia, you are saved and preserved in your religion. You are saved and preserved in your health. You are saved and preserved from the evil from other human beings. That was why when that man came, even Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, when he came to meet the Prophet, teach me something. He says, Ya Amma Rasulillah, oh you uncle of the Prophet, Ya Abbas, oh Abbas, Salillah al Afia, ask Allah for Afia. Ask Allah for Afia. What is Afia? Your deen is safe. Your health is preserved. And you are protected from the evil from others. When others look at you, they make efforts to hurt you. When Allah grants you afia, you are protected from all that. Al-afia, ikhwa, afia, afia. The hadith that follows that we will study bi-iznillah with the time that we have is the hadith of Aisha, radiallahu anha, an incident between the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and his beloved wife, Ummul Mu'mineen, Aisha bint Siddiq, radiallahu anha. Al-Imam al-Bukhari has brought us that incident to Ibn Muhammad. So he said, rahimahullah, haddathana as-salt Ibn Muhammad, قال حدثنا مهدي بن ميمون عن الجريري عن جبر بن حبيب عن أم كلثوم ابنة أبي بكر عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت دخل علي النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأنا أصلي وله حاجة فأبطأت عليه قال يا عائشة عليك بجمل الدعاء وجوامعه يا عائشة عليك بجمل الدعاء وجوامعه فلما انصرفت قلت يا رسول الله ما جمل الدعاء وجوامعه ما جمل الدعاء وجوامعه قال قولي اللهم إني أسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم وأعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم وأسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأسألك مما سألك به محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأعوذ بك مما تعوذ منه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وما قضيت لي من قضاء فاجعل عاقبته رشدا. الإمام البخاري reports this hadith from his sheikh As-Salt ibn Muhammad al-Basri, rahimahullah. He said, Haddathana Mahdi ibn Maymun. We hear this name a lot, Mahdi. It's very common in the north. Someone will bear Mahdi. I remember a former vice chancellor of a renowned university in the north. His name was Mahdi a long time ago. I hope those who were there at that time, over 20 years ago, will remember this name, Mahdi. So one of the early Muslims, and some others bore that name, Mahdi. Mahdi ibn Maymun Abu Yahya al-Basri. He was reporting from Sa'id ibn Iyath. Sa'id ibn Iyath al-Jurayri. He was reporting from Jabr ibn Habib, who was reporting from Umm Kulthum ibnati Abi Bakr ibn Siddiq. Umm Kulthum was the daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. Even though Abu Bakr al-Siddiq never saw her, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq had a wife, Habiba bint al-Harith. Habiba bint al-Harith is the name of the wife of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. She gave birth to a single girl for Abu Bakr. Her name was Umm Kulthum. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq passed away while Umm Kulsum was still in the tummy. And from the last things that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq said to Aisha, our mother, radiallahu anha, that is that Bintu Harith, Habiba Bintu al-Harith, his wife, she has a child in her womb. And radiallahu anhu, that child is going to be a girl. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu from Firasa. This is common with the scholars of Sunnah. Allah provides them some ability to think out some things and say, this is how it will be. And it will be like that. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was one of them. Afdalul ummati ba'da nabiyyiha. Radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr al-Siddiq told our mother Aisha that that woman, she has a child inside her. Aroha jariyatan. I think that it will be a girl. And when Habiba bintul Haris gave birth to the child, it was a girl. So she was called Umm Kulthum bintu Abi Bakr al-Siddiq. Radiallahu anhu. So she is the one, because she lived inside the house of our mother Aisha. Umm Kulthum, the daughter of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, who was born few months after the death of Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, from his wife, Habiba bintul Harith. That girl, Umm Kulthum, she lived inside the house of who? Aisha, radiallahu anha. She's the one reporting this hadith from our mother Aisha, radiallahu anha. Aisha said, radiallahu anha, daqala alayya nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama wa ana usalli. Once the Prophet came into my apartment, wa ana usalli. It is possible that she was actually observing a salat, maybe a nafila from the nawafil of sunnah. And it is also possible that she was actually just making dua. The word salat would go for the two of them. She was either actually observing salat, making a nafila, or that she was actually raising up her hands to make dua. Oh, women, in our own times, a man will come into his wife now. The woman is either browsing on the phone, chatting on the phone, watching a film, or just gisting, talking and laughing. Look at Aisha. The Prophet came sallallahu alaihi wasallam into her room. She said, wa ana usalli. The condition that I was in was that I was busy with salat. So it is possible that the salat means I was busy with dua, or the salat means I was busy with what? Nawafil. Walahu hajatun. But he has a need. He needed my attention for something. For abda'atu alayhi, then I delayed him. And my nawafil was long, or my dua was long. I was there sitting, Allah give me Allah. I was begging Allah, making dua. Some women usually ask me, if you say women should sit at home, what should they be doing? One of their jobs is dua. Make dua, make dua, nawafil. And there are a lot of nawafil for the day and for the night. A lot. Wallahi, a lot. A lot of nawafil. Look at the rawatib. Look at salatul duha. Look at salatul tasbih. Nawafil are many during daytime. A lot of nawafil. So she said, I became long on it. Fa'abta'atu alayhi. And I delayed him. Qala ya Aisha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that circumstance says, oh Aisha, alayki bi jumali du'ai wa jawami'ihi. Alayki bi jumali du'ai wa jawami'ihi. Please stick to jumali du'a. Stick to concise du'a. Wa jawami'ihi. And those du'a that are all inclusive. Be concise. Be all inclusive in your du'a. So this is a lesson we all should learn. Sometimes we begin issues we still don't remember. Why not make the dua that will cover everything? You are assured it will cover everything. Do you know one of them? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. Look at that dua of Anas ibn Malik. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. It covers everything or not? Everything is covered. The same thing here. The Prophet said to Aisha radiyallahu anha alayhi salatu wassalam, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, alayki bi jumali du'a'i wa jawami'ihi. You should rather stick to jumali du'a, those du'a that are brief, wa jawami'ihi, but they are all inclusive. Everything is inside. Brief, but everything is inside it. She said, radiyallahu anha, falamma ansaraftu kult. So when I finished, when she was making the dua, that was when this prophet spoke to her. Ya Aisha, alayki bi jumali du'a'i wa jawami'ihi. Please be brief and all encompassing this dua. What are you asking? One after the other. How many will you remember? Be brief, be concise. Say something that covers everything and more than what you are even thinking about. So when she heard that, she said, when I finished my dua kult, she went back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anha, kultu ya Rasulallah. I said, O Messenger of Allah, wa ma jumalu du'a'i wa jawami'uhu. What do you mean? What is the meaning? What are those dua that are brief and what? All inclusive. That's brief dua you are talking about. And all inclusive dua, what is it? You can see the need for us to always ask. Many of us still do it, but we only do it with our shehus, those who have shehus. They go to shehu to go and ask for dua. And people have books they have written down from their shehu. Shehu gave you dua. Shehu gave you dua, you write it down. Shehu gave you dua, you write it down. You have a big book, big notebook. But how about the dua the Prophet taught, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you learn from that? How about the dua of the companions, the like of which we have been reading? Do you learn from those dua or the dua of shehu? Most of which would even be grammatically wrong. Or most of it will be containing names of jinns. Don't go to shehu again. Come back to your book, these books of hadith. Write out a dua from it and make it. Allah will accept your dua. Don't go back to them. Aisha said, radiyallahu anha, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, wa ma jumalu du'a'i wa jawami'uhu. What are those brief, yarhamukallah? What are those brief and all-inclusive dua that I should be making? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uli, you should be saying, this is the dua now. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi, ajilihi wa ajilihi. ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم وأعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم وأسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأسألك مما سألك به محمد sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika mimma ta'awwadha minhu Muhammadun tali min qada'in faj'al 'aqibatahu rushda. Look at the dua. Let's discuss it. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. The Prophet taught Aisha to say that. Do you think any other shehu somewhere can teach you something better than this one. Let's listen to it. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kuli Aisha, you should be saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. O Allah, I ask you of goodness, all of it. I ask you for all goodness, every kind of goodness. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. O Allah, I ask you for all kind of goodness. Ikhwa, instead of counting the goodness one by one, you are asking for all. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. I ask you all kinds of goodness. Good husband, goodness. Kind husband, goodness. Goodness to my parents, goodness. Kind, easy delivery for my child, goodness. Pass exam, goodness. Anything you think about is here. Sound health, it is goodness. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi, ajilihi wa ajili. Ajilihi, those ones that I need immediately, now. And the ones that I need later, I ask you for all of them. So it means there are some goodness that may not come to us now. The one that I need now, give me. The one that I need tomorrow, give me. The one that I need next tomorrow, give me. Ajilihi. Whether now is the time that I need the goodness or subsequently. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Whether I know that I need that goodness or I don't even know that I need the goodness. The goodness, the ones that I know and the ones that I don't know. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi. Oh Allah, I ask you for every kind of goodness. Ajilihi, whether in the immediate, wa ajili, or in the postponed time, ajili. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lamu. Whether I know that goodness or I don't know. How many goodness do we know? Whether I know, I don't know, give me. Whether I need it immediately or later, give me. Every time that I need goodness, give me that goodness. He said, ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. The ones that I need, I know, and the ones that I don't know. Wallahi, many times we need things and we don't know that we need it. If you say this dua, you have already asked for that thing. Whether you know that you need it or you don't know that you need it. Whether you need it immediately or you need it subsequently. Wa a'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi. Likewise, I raise to you asking for protection. I seek protection from you. Min ash-sharri kullihi. From all evils. Ajilihi wa ajili. Whether those evils will want to come to me immediately or they want to come to me in future, I ask you, protect me from all evils, immediate and subsequent, immediate and future. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Must protect. Shown by perhaps security agents, protect me from what again? Neighbors, evils. Protect me from brothers, friends, appearing to you, evil people appearing to you as friends. Or what? By the time you list 10, maximum 15 if you think very well. But when you say this one, you have asked for everything. Wa a'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi. I ask you to protect me from all evils. Ajilihi, those ones that are immediate, wa ajili, and those ones that will come in the near future or in the subsequent time. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Whether I know that evil or I don't know the evil. Wa as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. Wa as'aluka al-jannah. I also ask you, O Allah, the first one guarantees our dunya. The first group, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-khayra. إني أسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم، وأعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمت منه وما لم أعلم. This one is about our dunya. وأسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. Oh Allah, I ask you for al-jannah. Give me al-jannah. Not just that. وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. Make it easy for me also. I ask you the good deeds that will be bringing me near al-jannah. Give me too. Make me be doing good deeds. The deeds that will be drawing me close to al-jannah. Those are the deeds that you should make easy for me. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. I ask your protection against the fire. وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ عَمَلٍ. And every kind of speech or action that can bring me closer to the fire, I seek your protection from that kind of a deed. Every kind of crime, every kind of evil, every kind of obscenity that can bring me to Jahannam, I ask you, protect me from them. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while teaching his wife, wa as'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammad. Ikhwa, listen to this dua. The Prophet taught it to Aisha. Listen to this part of it. Wa as'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammadun. I ask you everything Muhammad has asked you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything Prophet Muhammad asked you, alayhi salatu. I ask you, give me two. Wa as'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammad. I ask you from those things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you. Give me two. Wa a'udhu bika mimma ta'awwadha minhu Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything that the Prophet had asked for. Protection for you. He had asked protection from you. Allah, protect me against this. Protect me against this. The Prophet was saying that in his dua. I also asked too for, I asked his own too. Every good he has asked you, give me, I ask it. Every evil he has asked for protection from you, me too, I want you to protect me from that evil. Look at this dua. Even this part of it is okay for you. As'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammadun. Wa a'udhu bika mimma ta'awwadha minhu Muhammad. As'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammadun. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika mimma ta'awwadha minhu Muhammadun. Everything the Prophet asks you, I ask you to give me. Everything that he has said, I don't want. Me too, I don't want it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look at how he ended it, teaching Aisha. وَمَا قَضَيْتَ لِي مِنْ قَضَعٍ. Whatever you preordain on me, whatever preordainment, whatever fate that you bring to me, فَاجْعَلْ أَكِبَتَهُ رُشْدًا. Let the end be goodness. If you bring me something that I don't want, I have to be patient over it. Let the end be goodness. Let the end be guidance. Let the end of it be fortune for me. Rushda, goodness for me. Righteousness for me. Whatever you bring to me from your qadha, this one must happen to. It is a trial. It must come. Faj'al akibatahu rushda. Let it be that the end of it should be goodness. Wama qadayta li min qadha'in. Faj'al akibatahu rushda. I want to study so course, but you said, this one is the one that you have preordained on me. Faj'al akibatahu rushda. Let the end of it be goodness. Let the end be goodness. We want so many things, but we can't. Okay, this one that you have said, it should come to me. Faj'al akibatahu rushda. Wa ma qadayta li min qada'in. Faj'al akibatahu rushda. Whatever preordainment you finally preordain on me, let the end of it be upon guidance. Let the end of it be upon goodness. Let the end of it be upon fortunes. So in the dua, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was teaching Aisha, if, O woman, if your husband is ustaz, go and learn dua from him. Some women don't have time. Say, ah, it's my husband. I can learn it anytime. Look at Aisha. She quickly said to Slim, please, Prophet, that's dua that you said that time. And the Prophet taught her, Kuli alayhi salatu salam. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al khayri kullihi. Ajilihi wa ajilih. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Wa a'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi. Ajilihi wa ajilih. Ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Wa as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. Wa a'udhu bika min an-nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. Wa as'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammadun. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وأعوذ بك مما تعوذ منه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وما قضيت لي من قضاء فاجعل عاقبته رشدا اللهم إني أسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله oh Allah I ask you for all kinds of goodness عاجله some of them that are immediate وآجله or the ones that I will need subsequently Ma alim to mean who am alam alam. Whether I know that goodness or I don't know. Wa a'udhu bika min ash-sharri kullihi. I also seek protection from you against all evils. Ajlihi wa ajli. Whether that evil is imminent now, or that it will come in the future. I ask you to protect me. Ma alim to mean who am alam alam. Whether I know that evil or I don't know the evil. وأسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. I ask you, put me inside al-Jannah. وما قرب إليها. Also give me those good deeds that will be pushing me to al-Jannah. من قول, whether it is a speech or عمل or deed. Those good deeds, those good statements that will make me come near al-Jannah gradually. Please give me, make it easy for me to be able to do. وأعوذ بك من النار. I ask you to protect me. Don't put me inside the fire, O Allah. May Allah protect all of us from the fire. Wa a'udhu bika min an-nar. O Allah, I ask your protection. Don't put me in the fire. Wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal. I also ask your protection. Any statement or deed that can make me enter fire, don't let me do it. Some people, they will say something, Allah will punish them in the fire. May Allah protect. Some people, they'll do one thing once, it will be the reason they'll be punished. You'll get the punishment for that action. Don't let me be unfortunate like this. I also become in an-nar. I ask your protection against the fire. I don't want to enter the fire. وَمَا قَرَّبَ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ عَمَلٍ. And any kind of thing that can push me into that fire, whether it is a statement or an action. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Wa as'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I ask you for everything Muhammad has been asking you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything the Prophet asks you, give me too. Wa a'udhu bika mimma ta'awwadha minhu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And everything the Prophet has been asking you to protect him from, I also want you to protect me. Don't let it reach me as you protected Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he ended it. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا قَدَيْتَ لِي مِنْ قَدَائِنْ. Anything that you have preordained, that this thing will happen to me, O Allah, فَجَعَلْ عَقِبَتَهُ رُشْدًا. Let the end of that preordainment and trial, let it be goodness. Let it be fortune. Because many times, many things happen we don't want. If it ever happens that this one, we will try you with it. It's a trial, Abi. Faj'al aqibatahu rushda. Let the end of it be goodness. Wama qadayta li min qada'in. Any trial, Allah. Any difficulty. Any preordainment you give on. Any fate. You say this thing, we want to try you with it. Faj'al aqibatahu rushda. Let it be that at the end of it, I am upon guidance. I am upon goodness. I am upon sanity. It means we are also asking for survival if things we don't desire happen to us. This is a very, very comprehensive dua from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he taught his wife Aisha how to make dua. I hope that, in fact, it suffices as a lesson trying to learn this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min al-khayri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam wa a'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi ajilihi wa ajili ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam wa as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal وأعوذ بك من النار ما قرب وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وأسألك مما سألك به محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وأعوذ بك مما تعوذ منه محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وما قضيت لي من قضاء فاجعل عاقبته رشدا. This dua is so, so, so important. I hope that before the next class next weekend, we all would have gone to try to learn this dua. It is very, it is what it's worth. It's worth more than $1 million. If they say, if you learn this thing, I will give you $1 million next weekend. I am sure every one of us on the platform listening to us will go and learn this dua. But it is worth more than that. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-khayra. Look, I ask you all goodness. Everything that is good. As'aluka min al-khayri kulli. All. Ajilihi wa ajili. Ma alimtu. Min huwa ma lam alam. Wa a'udhu bika min al-sharri kullihi. Ajilihi wa ajili ma alimtu minhu wa ma lam a'lam. Look at this dua. Wa as'aluka al-jannata wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal wa a'udhu bika min an-nari wa ma qarraba ilayha min qawlin aw amal wa as'aluka mimma sa'alaka bihi Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam وأعوذ بك مما تعوذ به منه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قاته رشدا. Very important. I'm going to take some time like the Prophet did صلى الله عليه وسلم to teach my home this dua this morning now. I hope that the rest of us will pay attention to it. Teach your home, teach your family this dua. If you are a head of a family, if you have friends, teach your friends. It's a powerful dua from the Prophet to Aisha, radiyallahu anha, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The time is already fast spent and I was not looking at it. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Can we have one or two questions today?
صلوات الله عليكم يا شيخ.
أمين وإياكم أبا عبد الرحمن.
نعم. The first question is السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I learned that Salat Tasbih is a bid'ah and has no basis in Islam, but you mention it as one of things women can be doing at all.
Ikhwa, this issue of Salatul Tasbih, I have repeatedly mentioned it. Those who are saying that it's bid'ah, their statement is baseless. It's a baseless statement. You find it if you're a person always reading Fatawa QA, Fatawa QA. That is what you will read. And you see him quoting Sheikh Ibn al-Uthaymeen, quoting perhaps Sheikh Mubaz and others. But that statement is very weak. What is right is that Salatul Tasbih, the hadith is sahih. The hadith is sound. We have explained this repeatedly. Let's not go on asking questions that we had settled. Don't come back to it again. Salatul Tasbih is sound. Salatul Tasbih is sound. If a learned person says it is not sound, the statement is weak. What is correct, bi'iznillah, inshallah, is that hadith is sahih. We discussed it at length. I took 1 hour, 20 minutes discussing just Salatul Tasbih, establishing that this thing is sound. So forget about go and Google Fatawa. Don't Google Fatawa on this matter. I hope that it is clear. Amin.
So another question reads, may Allah continue to preserve you upon goodness.
Amin.
She said, we are close to Hajj period. How should a woman cover her face while in the ihram for Hajj or Umrah? Can she tie it in
the
woman?
How should we do what?
How should a woman cover her face while in the ihram for Hajj or Umrah? Can she tie the normal niqab or should you find something else to cover a scarf, like scarf, to cover a face?
In terms of the ihram of a woman, because the ihram of a woman is on her face and her palms. The ihram of a woman is the rulings regarding her face and her palms. If she's a woman who is veiling the face, she hangs a veil on top of her head. She will hang her veil on top of her head. She can employ maybe a pin to hold it on top of her head, such that if she's far away from men, she just raises it up. Yarhamukallah. If she is close to men, she just drops it. That is the job she'll be doing, as is in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, when the men come near them, فَإِذَا جَاءُنَا أَسْدَلَتْ إِحْدَانَا جِلْبَابَهَا مِنْ فَوْكِ رَأْسِهَا عَلَى وَجْهِهَا. Each of us will drop her jilbab from the top of her head over her face. And when the men rukban, izajawazuna, when they go away from us, kashafna, we open the face again. So if you are a veiling sister, that is the job you'll be doing in ihram. When you are far away from men, you raise it up. When you are close to men, you drop it. When you are far away, you raise it. When you are near, you drop it. That is the job for a woman who is in ihram, whether the ihram of Hajj or the ihram of Umrah. I hope, inshallah, as the time draws near, we will have more discussions about Hajj and its rulings. We'll also have discussions about the Shahr, the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and some of the rulings that are connected to it. I hope that it is clear.
So, like,
Aminwayakum, can we call it a day of Abdurrahman, or you have questions?
No, that's all.
Please, let's call it a day. The time is already fast spent. Subhanaka Allahumma alhamdulillah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum.